Let's recite the Quran.
وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا.
الْقُرْآنُ نُورٌ وَبَيَانٌ. الْقُرْآنُ هَدْيُ الْإِيمَانِ. الْقُرْآنُ مِسْكُ الْخِتَامِ.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم my dear brothers and sisters in faith who are listening to IRIB English Radio welcome to the program let's recite the Quran in this program we recite the noble verses of the Quran and we talk about the tajweed points in those verses. In this studio, I'm joined by three honorable students, Brother Ahmed, Brother Mustafa, and Brother Murtaza. Assalamu alaikum, brothers.
Wa alaikum assalam.
So we finished reciting Surah Al-Qasas, not the whole surah, but some verses. And the last verse that we recited was وَمَا كُنْتَ بِجَانِبِ الْغَرْبِيِّ إِذْ قَضَيْنَا إِلَىٰ مُوسَى الْأَمْرُ وَمَا كُنْتَ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ And you, that is, O Prophet Muhammad, you are not on the western side of the mount when we revealed to Musa the command, and you were not among the witnesses to that. And in this episode of Let's Recite the Quran, we're going to recite Suratul Nazaat, a very beautiful surah of the Quran, and it's in the 30th juz of the Quran. I'm going to start with Murtala, Brother Murtala.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والنازعات غرقا
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والنازعات غرقا
Okay, hold the noon sakina, the noon mushaddad longer.
والنازعات غرقا والنازعات غرقا
والناشطات نشطا
والناشطات نشطا
والسابحات سبحا
والصابحات سبحا
Okay, brother Murtala, is it والصابحات or والسابحات؟
والصابحات
No, it's والسابحات سبحا not والصابحات
والسابحات سبحا
والسابحات سبحا
Exactly, very good, excellent, mashallah. You're improving.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
والنازعات غرقا
By those angels who extract with violence.
والناشطات نشطا
And by those who remove with ease.
والسابحات سبحا
And by those who glide as if swimming.
Okay, now rather Mustafa.
Yes.
فالسابقات سبقا
فالسابقات سبقا
فالمدبرات أمرا
فالمدبرات أمرا
يوم ترجف الراجفة
يوم ترجف الراجفة
Okay, now the ra should not be pronounced with sect either. Okay? You shouldn't say يوم ترجف jufur rajifa. We don't want that sudden pause, which is known as sect. يَوْمَ تَرْجُفُ الرَّاجِفَةِ. It's like this.
يَوْمَ تَرْجُفُ الرَّاجِفَةِ.
Once again. يَوْمَ تَرْجُفُ الرَّاجِفَةِ.
يَوْمَ تَرْجُفُ الرَّاجِفَةِ.
Exactly. Something like that. See, when we... Let me guide you on how we have to pronounce ra sakina whenever it has tafkhim. Tarur, see the tongue, it rolls backwards after touching the place of articulation of ra. Tarur, see, like it hits the place of articulation of ra, but you have to keep it there and slide it backwards. Yawma tarur, jufur rajifa. Yawma tarur, jufur rajifa.
يَوْمَ تَرْجُفُ الرَّاجِفَةِ.
Excellent. So practice on the ra sakinas more. Okay.
السَّابِقَاتِ سَبْقًا.
And those who race each other in a race.
الْمُدَبِّرَاتِ أَمْرًا.
And those who arrange each matter.
يَوْمَ تَرْجُفُ الرَّاجِفَةِ.
On the day the blast of the horn will convulse creation.
Brother Ahmad. تتبعها الرادفة.
تتبعها الرادفة.
تتبعها الرادفة.
تتبعها الرادفة.
قلوب يومئذ واجفة.
قلوب يومئذ واجفة.
أبصارها خاشعة.
أبصارها خاشعة.
Very good. So we have استعلاء of صاد. صاد has the characteristic of استعلاء, seeking a higher position. And also خاء has استعلاء. So these two letters have to be pronounced with
thickness.
Thickness. In Arabic, what's it called?
استعلاء.
No, that's the character. Tafkhim, exactly. أبصارها خاشعة. See that we have to make sure that the previous letter is not affected by the tafkhim of the sad. We don't say أبصارها خاشعة. It's not أبصارها, it's أب. أبصارها خاشعة. Very good.
تتبعها الرادفة.
There will follow it the subsequent one.
قلوب يومئذ واجفة.
Hearts that day will tremble.
أبصارها خاشعة.
Their eyes humbled.
Back to brother Murtada.
يقولون أئنا لمردودون في الحافرة.
يقولون أئنا لمردودون في الحافرة.
Okay, let's do it piece by piece, word by word.
يقولون
أئنا
أئنا
لمردودون
لمردودون
في الحافرة
في الحافرة
يقولون أئنا
يقولون أئنا
لمردودون في الحافرة
لمردودون في الحافرة
أَإِذَا كُنَّا عِظَامًا نَخِرَةً.
أَإِذَا كُنَّا عِظَامًا نَخِرَةً.
Very good. Okay. MashaAllah.
يَقُولُونَ أَإِنَّا لَمَرْدُودُونَ فِي الْحَافِرَةً.
They are presently saying, will we indeed be returned to our former state of life?
أَإِذَا كُنَّا عِظَامًا نَخِرَةً.
Even if we should be decayed bones.
Thank you, Brother Murtadha. And now, Brother Mustafa again.
Yes.
قَالُوا تِلْكَ إِذًا كَرَّةٌ خَاسِرَةٌ.
قَالُوا تِلْكَ إِذًا كَرَّةٌ خَاسِرَةٌ.
قَالُوا تِلْكَ إِذًا كَرَّةٌ. قَالُوا تِلْكَ إِذًا كَرَّةٌ خَاسِرَةٌ.
قَالُوا تِلْكَ إِذًا كَرَّةٌ خَاسِرَةٌ.
Okay, Brother Mustafa, don't say قَالُوا تِلْكَ. قَالُوا تِلْكَ. We have to pronounce the wawul med as well, because the wawul med is a long vowel, and we have to lengthen to two vowel counts. So don't be in a rush.
قَالُوا تِلْكَ إِذًا كَرَّةٌ خَاسِرَةٌ.
قَالُوا تِلْكَ إِذًا كَرَّةٌ خَاسِرَةٌ.
Very good. Okay, one thing that is very noticeable here is that the إِخْفَى in the phrase إِذًا كَرَّةٌ, we actually place the tongue in the place of articulation of kaf. This is an exception to the rule of ikhfa. As a matter of fact, you can do both. You can, you know, make it get close to the place of articulation of kaf, or you can actually place it in the place of articulation of kaf. And this is a lot more common among reciters.
قَالُوا تِلْكَ إِذًا كَرَّةٌ خَاسِرَةٌ.
But if we were to hint it, it would be like this.
قَالُوا تِلْكَ إِذًا كَرَّةٌ خَاسِرَةٌ.
Both are correct. The first one is a lot easier to perform and a lot more common. And it's an exception to the rule.
قَالُوا تِلْكَ إِذًا كَرَّةٌ خَاسِرَةٌ.
They say, that then would be a losing return.
Okay, for the next verses, let's do it together.
فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ زَجْرَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ.
فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ زَجْرَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ.
فَإِذَا هُمْ بِالسَّاهِرَةِ.
فَإِذَا هُمْ بِالسَّاهِرَةِ.
This is where we have إِخْفَاء of ميم ساكنة.
فَإِذَا هُمْ بِالسَّاهِرَةِ.
The mouth is not fully closed. It's slightly open, as much as for a thin sheet of paper to fit between the upper and lower lip. This is not literally, though. This right. is what they say.
Right.
Has to be, like, there's a slight opening between the upper and lower lips. And we have to keep the lips in that position for two vowel counts while applying ghunna.
فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ زَجْرَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ.
Indeed, it will be but one shout.
فَإِذَا هُمْ بِالسَّاهِرَةِ.
And suddenly they will be alert upon the earth's surface.
Okay.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Thank you very much, dear listeners of Arab English Radio, for listening to this episode of Let's Recite the Quran. Until next time, I leave you in the care and protection of Allah Almighty. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Let's Recite the Quran.
a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان